Hi, this is the Nautical Twist podcast. My name is Em, and today's podcast is actually this actually comes from a budgeting change that I had to make recently. So I typically am I'm pretty much almost always kind of budgeting in the back of my mind, just so in order to make certain things happen. But recently I've actually gone on an even more strict budget, and I actually happened at my closest friend, like she happened to be on a budget as well. And it's been very interesting because normally when we meet up, do like many other people do, like we might meet up and, go out to a restaurant or, maybe go to a bar, have some whatever bar food or whatever the case may be, and eat and chat and all that good stuff. And it's a good time. But because of the budget, that was not the most feasible. So it just didn't fit in with the budget. By the time you factor in the food, of course, and tipping, and it just all added up. So we actually it kind of forced us to be a lot more creative. And to some people, maybe this isn't so shocking, but for me it was, because I'm so used to thinking, oh, when you go, you hang out, you go do this, you buy that, and you create this atmosphere. And then sometimes, depending on where you are, like I know sometimes in some restaurants, like, maybe service isn't always like there, and there can be little things that can kind of interfere with the goal, which is actually the interaction. And so for me, it's been really interesting because with me and my friend on a budget, like we actually have been thinking more about like, oh, let's meet at a park. Let's where we started to bring different foods from, like, hey, I made this dish, my friend made her dish, and then we meet and kind of just eat and share and talk and walk around. And it's been the most engaging interaction I've had in a long time, just because the environment is just so, it's almost like naturally very therapeutic. So it's almost like budgeting has like forced me to not only be more resourceful, but actually helps it really helped me improve the my ability to really just kind of be there and let it be a and let the meetups and the hangouts and stuff like that be about what it's about. Not that it, hanging out in a restaurant is anything less, but it's just this can also be achieved in this low cost way. And actually it ends up that by the time we're done meeting up, we go to the park, go walk around, all this stuff. It has health benefits, of course, by walking around the park. And then just actually trying new recipes, because when before meeting up, I'm like trying to put together a new dish to bring for my friend to try and all that kind of stuff. So there's that piece too. And of course, then I mean, saving a lot of money in the long run, because I know at least where I'm from, I mean, you can easily by going out, I mean, you can easily spend. Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. If you go to a classic restaurant and everything like that, if you get food, maybe get a drink or something like that. I mean, you're talking like 15, 20, 30, $30 if you go to a restaurant, sometimes more than that. So those types of things really add up. So it's really cool to be able to achieve the main idea without like breaking the bank. So I just wanted to come on and share that thought. I'm not trying to like push any of my approach to anything on anyone, but I do want to share just in case someone might find this interesting, helpful, whatever the case may be. So I just like to come on here and share some of these like little realizations that I have along the way. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week with another podcast. In the meantime, take care.